Then She Found Me by Eleanor Lipman, narrated by Mia Baron.
Chapter 1. My biological mother was 17 when she had me in 1952, and even that was more than I wanted to know about her. I had no romantic notions about the coupling that had produced me. Not about her being cheerleader to his football captain or au pair to his Rockefeller. When I thought about it at all, this is what I imagined. Two faceless and cheap teenagers doing it listlessly in the unfinished basement where they jitterbugged unchaperoned. Adopted was never a label that made me flinch. Its meaning within our family was hand-selected, star-crossed, precious. I loved the story of my parents' first glimpse of me at the agency, how I solemnly studied their faces, hers, his, back to hers, then grinned. I was raised to be glad that the unlucky teenage girl couldn't keep me. The last thing I wanted was some stranger for a mother. Still, I slept with a light on in my bedroom until I was 12, afraid she'd exercise her rights. Later, it annoyed me. The teenage girl annoyed me, nothing more. Could she ever have worn real maternity clothes or taken a single prenatal vitamin on my behalf? Here is where I remember to feel relief and gratitude and say, no matter. I am healthy, happy, better off. It is a lucky thing she didn't keep me. I'd barely have finished high school. I'd have become a beautician or a licensed practical nurse, and I would think I had a glamorous career. The grittier I made it, the more righteous I felt. I invented these jitterbugging teenagers.